You're listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Barnes, and this is episode number 1309. Today's episode is titled, If You Don't Cherries Now, You'll Hate Yourself Later. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
I will guide you today through the steps to making homemade cherry pie. If you plan ahead, have a little time to work with fresh, delicious ingredients and keep everything cold, you will bake cakes like a rock star before you know it. Brushing improves the cake's ability to have a shiny gold feel that will enhance its rock star feel. Place the cake on a foil or parchment-lined baking tray and trust it to bubble a bit more than normal. An easy cleaning will be your friend. Not every aspect of homemade cake making is perfect. The traditional Indian way of preparing chakalsheri, however, was to crush whole fruits and seeds and dry them in the sun. The theory was that toxins in the seeds were denatured during drying in the sun and that this allowed Native Americans to digest the nutrients in the fruits more quickly. Some varieties ripen to a deep red, while others, when ripe, need to turn black. They need to go black and stay that way for a week or two until they are mature enough for the bush. It is important to find ways to deal with difficult feelings and seek help when it is needed. Ascensions, social experiences, explanatory styles, stress events, and mental illness play a role. Children who have been abused or criticized by parents or other caregivers can carry feelings of irrelevance into adulthood. Neglect, abuse, or abuse in childhood can also play a role in the development of feelings of worthlessness. Everyone sometimes feels worthless, but when it becomes a serious problem, such feelings can be chronic and omnipresent. If the depression worsens over time, talk to your GP about your sense of worthlessness to ensure you are being treated before your symptoms worsen. Professional help is available, including personal psychotherapy, medication, or a combination of both. When these challenges arise, make sure you inquire about how you are doing and that your soliloquy does not become more negative. Visual cues for positive self-talk are a great way to encourage young people to integrate them into their everyday lives. A mood board is a great visual representation to remind young people of positive affirmations and self-talk that they can use. Recognizing the self-talk trap means identifying one or two people who encourage you to think positively about yourself. Persons who perform better in terms of optimism and positive self-esteem are more likely to achieve their goals, achieve good grades, and recover faster from surgery. Approaching life with a positive soliloquy can also help boost self-confidence. In coping with stressful situations, a way of thinking that is less negative than hard can open up new ways of thinking and solving problems. You hate yourself because you try to please other people and impress them the way you are all the time. They surround themselves with menacing individuals who lack self-confidence. You are not comfortable with yourself, so you make fun of others and appear weak in the hope that you will be better off. Many of us not only feel pressure to live up to society's expectations, but also to have a perfect body, perfect hair, the greatest possible self-confidence, a lack of blemishes, and a perfect smile. People, including celebrities and other influential figures, are torn by this catalog of demands. It is the main cause of low self-esteem and the transfer of self-hatred because it binds individuals to unrealistic standards and makes them feel they are not good enough or never good enough. Colby Calais was one of the many celebrities to confront social norms with her song, Try. It is true that some people do not reach superior long-term goals, but if you are reading this article, you must move to a place that increases productivity even if you are smarter than average. Most people have difficulty finding the right things to do with their lives and their time. Find the right thing for your life. Close your eyes and think for a second about what you really want to do with your life. Write down the results of your research and draw up a detailed action plan for your goals. Doing things that you believe you are not the kind of person you should be doing gives you a lot of self-confidence that will translate into other spheres. I think it's true in life to do things, but it's like cooking. I don't think you're going to learn anything in the kitchen. But I think that certain feelings that you might have a month or two later will help to find an antidote to the same four walls that have existed.
For years, we did some quick calculations to figure out how much to eat before things turn deadly. We are not trying to say that there is nothing in the world that you can do, but there are times when you should be careful. Here are 8 delicious, healthy fruits and vegetables that contain naturally occurring toxins that are safe to eat, but whose bodies are resistant enough to kill you in some way, depending on how much you eat. Our cherry freezing method works with both sweet and sour cherries, and you don't even need to defrost the cherries in one recipe for many applications. Freezing helps to retain the tart taste of fresh cherries, which are also powerful and nutritious. There's nothing quite like the magical boost of self-confidence to get a homemade cake out of the oven. Although I don't consider myself the best cake maker in the world, I learned to love the process of making cakes even in the most frustrating moments. Crate & Barrel has an incredible collection of beautiful modern pieces that put everything you eat and drink on a par, thanks to timeless designs and excellent quality, such as tableware, glasses and serving pieces. It doesn't matter if you're enjoying a homemade meal or have your favorite takeout or binge out on your latest streaming obsession, it feels festive to have a table collection.
Episode 1309 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Crystal Barnes. Adios.